Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks and our producer, Cal Hunter. We're having a great time, hour three of our 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. Wonderful show, Radio Law Talk. Over 5 years we've been doing this. More and more affiliates joining us. Please, please support us. We love it that you enjoy our show. We appreciate you fans out there. We get good emails, wonderful emails. I'm telling you, I believe I've heard one negative email in those 5-6 years. People have been really supportive of us, and we really appreciate it. And that's okay if there's negative emails. We're good with that. We know that there's positive and negative, everything you do in life, but we appreciate you listening. Email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Just send us an email and say, hey, I love you. You're doing great. Look at our social media, at our Instagram. We also have personal Instagram. Mine's at FrederickPenny1, FrederickPenney, the number 1. And that's my Instagram. And yours, Denise, is?
Private.
Private. Oh, that's right. She's got a private one. That's right.
I have a private one.
I'm a public one. And then, but Cal, don't even worry about Cal.
Mine's Cal Hunter.
Cal Hunter.
Or Ups Hunter. Cal, one of the two. I don't remember.
Okay. Well, you tell he really uses it.
I'll check it very often.
You might want to go with mine. Mine's checked all the time.
Okay, yeah.
But we're going to have a great time today. We're going to do a case or no case. If you want to call in, 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. Remember, we're not giving legal advice. Seek local counsel, and we're talking about general topics of law. We are going to talk about a guy by the name of Billy McFarland. You don't know who he is. Wait and listen. We're going to talk about Disney and the Florida's latest lawsuits, what's going on. This is a very controversial case in Tennessee, and a nurse. We want to talk about that. Women's soccer, the lawsuits, women's soccer club. Tennessee Supreme Court. We're going to talk about they come down with a issue about schools. They come down with a ruling that's very interesting. This is a super interesting one to us. COVID-19 protocols. Can it cause damage to your case as a criminal if you're being prosecuted? Can it harm your case, and can you get a new trial because of it? Some of the first lawsuits slash appeals on this is coming forth. We're going to talk about those. We got the Surfside case. That's that sad case in Florida where the collapse of the building where it killed a number of people. They've reached a settlement. We're going to talk about that. And we're going to end with the most interesting and fun one, and that is craft beer wins a case in court again. This craft beer, I guess we're going to help it out because – this is the most interesting craft beer you've ever seen. They're growing, but man, they bring lawsuits a number of times, and they're winning.
Yeah, and it's about a birthday suit.
Well, we're not gonna tell
them. Full Lawyer Employment Act, huh? That's very good.
We don't know. There's a number of things it's about. There's a number of things that we're going to talk about that craft brewery. But let's do case or no case, Cal, all right?
Now it's time to play case or no case.
This is a special one because even if you're wrong, you can get bonus points if you can identify the players in our case or no case. Len Sly. Leonard Sly was a cowboy singer, a very good one. So that when he joined a small group in Southern California, he and his group were in demand. Movies, radio programs, and what have you. But then a movie executive saw Len acting in a film in the background, and he liked his easy, natural style, and signed on him to do movies and maybe even star in his own radio or maybe TV shows. Len said, Sure, okay. But the executive said, your name is too bland. We've got to spice that up somehow. We need something more regal. That was literally their plot, their desire, a more regal-sounding name, because they wanted this person to be a king in the industry. So what they did is they came up with a first name that had both that had royalty in it, and the last name of a current popular radio star. They thought that was a surefire formula for success. But Bill, the radio star, was not impressed. He said, borrowing my name would cheapen my name and everybody would confuse us. We can't do that. He went to his attorneys at the Mutual Radio Network and said, I want the use of my name stopped now. If I have to, I will sue if I have a case or no case. Denise?
Okay, and we get extra points for knowing who this is about.
Either of the players that are in question, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, either the players, the singer, or who's the other player?
Yeah, the singer or the guy who did not want the singer to use part of his name. Either one. You get either one of them right, 1 point for each.
And what if I get both of them right?
Then you get 2 points.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is about Roy Rogers.
Okay.
And Bill Rogers. And because Roy Rogers was a singer, and then he became an actor, and a good actor. So that's my guess on it. And is this a case? This is not a case. It's a scenario, but not a case.
Okay, well, Denise gave us our personalities right out of the gate there, Fred. So what do you say to all of that?
I just want some points.
Anyway,
I don't really care about this case. I just want to figure a way to get some dang points. Oh, my gosh. I just can't go without points. And who are these people? He said don't use my name. Did it bring a lawsuit, or was it just a...
This may be helpful. The person whose last name in question ended up dying tragically in a plane crash.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. What, can we tell us what year?
No.
All right.
Okay. It was in the late 1930s. Okay. Mid 19 to late 1940s. I'm sorry. Got the time wrong.
Well, I'm glad I didn't say the ones I was going to say, because that's difficult. I am going to say, who died in a plane crash? 855-LAW-RADIO. Call and tell me the answer. 855-529-7234.
Then we'll have to give the listener points.
Oh, my gosh, I need some help. Okay, I think that this is, I'm going to go the opposite. I'm going to say it's a case, and... who wins? I'm going to say it just settles. And who are the people that are in the 1940s that died that have a name? It was a male, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Very famous in his time.
I'm trying to pull Denise and drag this out.
And he's still quoted to this day, by the way, by many people off and on. Yeah.
I can't think of singers from that era.
Well, I didn't say the other guy was a singer. I said he was quoted by often. The original guy was a singer. Yeah.
Denise, what do you want?
The guy that changed his name was a singer.
Correct.
And the other guy whose name was similar
was a comedian.
Was a comedian.
Correct.
And
or satirist, if you will, satire guy. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to say Charlie Chaplin and Bugsy Muggs.
Bugsy Siegel.
Bugsy Siegel. I don't know.
Well, that's
well, are you saying it's a case or no case?
I'm saying it's a case, and it never resolves.
Because
Denise is going to be right.
Death, yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me just think about this.
Because Siegel was murdered in Los
Angeles. Well, I know that. I don't know the answer.
I said plane crash.
Yeah, that's
well,
what
when
said
we come back, we're going to find out. But I've got to give my answer. Look, Denise, I'm going to stick with Denise. No case. It's a scenario. And it's going to be Charlie Chaplin and Susie Chapstick. those are my two. Susie Chapstick and Charlie Chaplin. There we go. We'll be back after this with the case or no case final ruling.
Why not? This might be too hard. I didn't mean to make it too difficult. Anyway, Radio Law Talk will continue here in just a little bit. We're glad you're listening to us and invite you to do it anytime online for your radio station's not carrying us on your station, of course. That's our preferred. And podcasts available at RadioLawTalk.com at no charge. We'll be back.
This is Radio Talk. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-721-4869. 800-721-4869. That's 800.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Team.
That is Armadillo. Stop whining.
This is Radio Law Talk.
I tell you, Cal, I think Denise is going to get a lot of points. I think this is Denise nailed it. With Roy Rogers, but we will see. Tell us the set it up again and give us the answer.
All right. A guy gets called into a movie producer's studio, says we want to sign you to a long-term contract, bunch of projects. but we hate your name, Len. It's just not good enough. Len Sly, who came to Hollywood, by the way, from Cincinnati during the Dust Bowl. So Len Sly gets hired up, and they say, well, you know, we want a regal name for the man. We want to be the King of the Cowboys. And so what is French for king? Roy. Very good, Denise.
Roy Rogers.
So it is Roy Rogers, yes. And so, last new name, Rogers, as in the last name of the famous radio comedian, William Penn Adair Will Rogers.
Wow, and he got in a plane accident.
Yeah, and he's the one that died, but you had just used his name as Bill. So you had used the name Bill so we wouldn't be so keyed off.
Well, sure. I mean, I don't want to give away everything.
Was there an actual case or is it a scenario?
Well, there was no case.
Yes, I did it, Denise. I got two.
I agree with Denise. I got four.
Denise got four. Well, I got two.
Nobody got Will Rogers out of that, and that's okay.
We're tied.
We're not tied.
Roy Rogers. Yeah, she got Roy Rogers, but not Will
so
Rogers.
So she is 3 points.
No, yeah. I said Bill Rogers. William is also known as Bill.
Yeah, give it to her.
Okay, close enough.
We'll do that.
But I will tell you this. It gave me an opportunity to do some really fun research for case or no case. And we'll
do some more next week. Awesome. Well, everybody's talking about the Disney thing going on. What's happened if you are living under a rock? Disney is getting a little tiff with the governor of Florida over the bill that they passed that says, long story short, it depends how you want to spin it yourself or not, but ages noon, 12, a kindergarten to third graders can't talk about really sexuality, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not going to get into that, but here's the deal. Disney didn't like that, and they got in a little tiff with the governor, so the governor is saying that they are going to block Disney's special district. So what happens in the...
Is it 60s or 70s
this was built? I know it started in the 60s. But they got a special assessment, a special district that they can control. Basically, they're their own government. It's like Disney's their own government. So they didn't have to go through all this time to pull permits or have inspectors come out and their fire department. They can have their own. They can have their own police department, all that type of stuff. And that was granted. Well, there's positive and negatives. But the mainly the positive thing is it's a tax. There's arguments whether it's a tax break or not for Disney, but according to the Florida Attorney General's office, that taking away or dissolving this Disney special district is going to bring more income or taxes in to the state and local counties.
It's going to cause more taxes.
Well, no, that's what the argument is, but the state is saying the opposite. They're saying, no, it will increase the taxes that Disney pays to the local people, too.
Because Disney has a $1 billion debt to Florida right now. So the money is pretty easy. They can put a pencil to all of it and figure it out. But Disney's actually upside down to the state right now.
No, and that's what the people are worried about, is being taxed for that. But the argument from the state is, well, no, and I'll quote that. They're saying the issue is that there's actually long-term going to be better tax benefits or more taxes paid to the state and local counties than they're getting now. And that's the argument on that side. So let's back up. So what happened is Florida taxpayers now sue to block the dissolution of Disney's special self-governing district. And they're saying, look, we as taxpayers don't want to get hit with taxes or pay this bond or the amount of money Disney owes to the state. We want to make sure that doesn't occur. So we're going to sue. And the court's very clear. And this is what Denise and I have dealt with before. They never even got to first base. And why don't they get to first base? They don't have standing, right?
Yes, because it's a county outside of the district.
That's premature, too.
Yes, speculative whether or not, because there's no legislation yet that addresses the amount of that Disney World has been paying for these different infrastructures around the special district and then also in the neighboring counties. And because there's no legislation says who's going to pay what, then assuming the taxpayer is going to take on that burden is just speculation.
Yeah, the judge says, and I quote, it's indirect and highly speculative, is what the judge says. The judge also says this is, calls it a shotgun pleading and was filed in the wrong division of the Florida federal court. So they don't even have jurisdiction anyway, the judge says to, the judge, she said she doesn't have authority to do it anyway. And they haven't suffered any injuries. There's no proof yet. There may be, but once that occurs, that's when they can probably bring the suit. They also let them leave to amend, which means they can go change their pleadings. But, you know, that's not, there's only so much you can change. The argument's still the same. And this is the, I'm going to quote it. So DeSantos and his AG apparently says, quote, in reality, this opportunity can and should be utilized to generate more taxes from Disney, as the governor has said. So they are, that's their, DeSantos' argument is, it's not going to hurt the taxpayer. The taxpayer is going to get more money. But we'll see, right? We don't know. We're going to find out when the time comes. So we're going to finish up on talking about the Fyre Festival and this individual. I threw the Billy McFarland name out. He's the guy that had the Fyre Festival out in the Bahamas. He's getting out of court. And, wow, an interesting prosecution of a nurse and what's going on there, women's soccer, and we have more than that. So hang on and come back.
You heard Fred. There's much more ahead on Radio Law Talk right here on your favorite local radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. We hope you'll stay tuned because you ain't heard nothing yet. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk, Radio with Law Fred Penny, Todd Kunin, and Denise Dirks. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance.
800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635-7188.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer? The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that's actually taking cases to trial. Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny and Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to pennyandassociates.com or call 800-616-
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed his country would not stop fighting until all Russian forces are expelled. The Ukrainian military claimed to push back on 11 attacks in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions and destroyed 8 tanks as well as other Russian combat vehicles. The Kremlin has cut off Finland, from gas it exported to the Nordic country. The move comes after Helsinki refused to pay Russian energy giant Gazprom in rubles and after Finland announced it wanted to join NATO. The break is easier for Finland compared to other European nations. Russian imports of natural gas accounts for some 5% of Finland's total energy consumption. Former President Trump paid the $110,000 in fines he piled up after being held in contempt for being slow to respond to a subpoena from New York's Attorney General. He still needs to file the paperwork to lift the contempt order. Wall Street closed down for the week. This is USA Radio News.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Oh, come on.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So if you remember the Fry Festival was, go look at some documentaries on YouTube about the Fry Festival, the Fire Festival. It sounds like Fry because it's F-Y-R-E, but it's Fire Festival, where an individual by the name of Billy McFarland was the head of this festival that was supposed to have the rich kids come and pay up to $12,000, $20,000 to attend and get special treatment. And there was supposed to be instances in the Bahamas, all these different bands, including one that I like, a Simple Plan, was supposed to come out. It was going to be some great resort and awesome festival. Well, a lot of it was basically fraud and disastrous. Nothing ever happened. Basically, they had tents up. They gave him peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. So he pled to two counts of wire fraud, and he faced up to 20 years in prison. But he agreed to forfeiture $226 million to reimburse the victims. I don't know that he had that much money. So he swindled people out of a lot of money. He also pled guilty of, after that, he did a thing called the Met Gala, and Burning Man was selling tickets supposedly to it and keeping the money, and that was a fraud. But this experience, if you go and go to the is such an interesting documentaries. There's a number of them on about what happened, but he had all the supermodels there and yachts. I mean, their commercial they did was a number of the supermodels showing off this great festival coming up, and it was just an absolute disaster. Well, he walked out of court today, and the reason he walked out of court today is and everyone's up about this, but guess what? He served less than 4 years of a six-year sentence. You got 6 years. And you, in Florida and other states, you can do that. You can get out of jail early if you are a model prisoner and you follow student rules. And as Todd Kunin used to tell us, and he's not here today, he's a former prosecutor and a public defender. It depends on what state. Some states do one-on-one. You have one for every one. You get one really, you know, taken off. And so I don't know if it's some of our three quarters. It just depends on the situation.
He kind of was more of a fraudster than just the fire festival.
Right.
To his credit, he pled guilty of two counts of wire fraud, and he agreed to forfeit $26 million to reimburse him.
Right.
I mean, that was why he only got a six-year sentence, I believe. Yep. But he also duped about 80 investors, duped a whole bunch of investors by selling fake tickets to the Met Gala and to Burning Man.
Right, that's what I brought up.
That's crazy. You know how much he got for it? He had
$100,000?
Yes, it was $100,000. So this guy really is kind of a dupster. Hopefully he can turn his life around. You know, he's done his time, and he'll spend, until August in, like, a facility. That's not a prison, but it's a facility.
It's a halfway house kind of,
yeah,
right?
So we're going to have to see if he really does change his ways. Because he seems to be a pretty bright guy.
Well, he kind of was like everybody. Sounds like Theranos, you know, Elizabeth Holmes. Everyone surrounded him, even famous people. Like, wow, we want to be part of his big deal that he's doing, so... Anyway, we'll follow that. That's the fire festival. So next time you hear about the fire festival, don't go. Don't give him your money.
Yeah, and Ja Rule, he didn't ever get charged, even though he was a part of this. That was an interesting part of that.
Yeah,
too.
I'm sure there was. I remember there were some civil cases, too. So women's soccer players, Denise, in the past, there was lawsuits about women's soccer players not getting the equal amount of money the U.S. women's soccer players and the men's U.S. soccer players did, because, quite frankly, it's a fact and it's true that the men's soccer does bring in more money than the women's soccer, TV, et cetera, et cetera. But, so basically the women, I don't remember if they won the lawsuit or that it was settled out, but now they've got the new collective bargaining agreement that occurred between the women's national soccer and the men's national soccer. And what is the great news, Denise?
Well, I kind of disagree with what you've said just a little bit, because really it was about, the suit was about getting uneven World Cup prize money, where the women's soccer teams had won more World Cup prizes than the men's soccer team. And so they wanted equal pay for that. And the U.S. Soccer Federation, it does both male and female players, and to have that disparity on getting paid for wins between male and females was what their suit was about. You're right, they didn't win the suit necessarily, but they settled the suit. But as part of that settlement for the suit, they had to, they meaning the women and men's soccer teams, had to enter into collective bargaining to finish that settlement out. And that's what happened recently, is that the collective bargaining agreement came out. And now there's going to be the lawsuit agreement was $24 million settlement for the women for that lawsuit. And then now they will have equal pay on all of the wins that they have for World Cups. So the men and the women will get paid equally for those wins. And so that's kind of what the what's really exciting about this, is that it is equal pay for equal action, if you will. Both of their jobs are the same. They both have to pay they get paid for playing soccer. They get paid now equally for wins as well.
Yeah, you're right, Denise. I apologize. I think maybe it was gross wins, a gross amount of money, because I'm reading an article. It says, back in the U.S., millions more watching, according to the statement from Fox Sports, citing data from Nielsen's, approximately 14.3 million U.S. viewers turned into the final match on television of the soccer match between in the World Cup, compared to 11.4 million for the 2018 men's World Cup. Because 2019 women's was 14.3 million, and the men's World Cup final 11.4 million. So it was the year before, but still it was less. So anyway, there we go. That's
and I think that's fair. I mean, they're doing similar jobs. Their skills may be different. That's a gimme, but they're doing similar jobs. And I think the whole point of it is to win the World Cup. That's what the whole goal is. So they should be compensated equally for wins. That's how I view it.
Well, Fred, pardon me. There are two interesting things here. One, if the men start to win more than the women, this agreement will actually cost the women money because now it's costing the men money out of that. And then there's another thing that did not, they're still figuring out in collective bargaining, which I think they've done, and that is the FIFA money, the foreign money coming in, because FIFA does not, you know, they are not subject to this court ruling. That was subject to their bargaining after the court ruling came, if my understanding is correct. So it's interesting to think there are lots of pots of money, and everybody wants to hand out for some, and that's how it should be. If you earn it, you should get it.
I agree. Interesting. Well, let's talk a little bit about this Tennessee nurse. This was very interesting in that it was sad, right? It was sad because here's a nurse in Tennessee, made a horrible mistake, and gave the wrong medication to this grandmother, and it killed her. What she basically did is go ahead, Denise.
I was just wondering about this. I mean, to me, it was a criminal case, but really it was based on negligence. If there was no intentional conduct, it was a true mistake. And yet she was found guilty, but in the penalty phase, she only got 3 years of probation.
Well, let's back up. And it's restricted. In other words, it gets thrown out if she serves, you know, good time out in the community or something after 3 years. But here's the issue. Here's the question. So why would the DA bring such a criminal suit? And they're saying it's a criminally negligent homicide and gross negligence of an impaired adult. And it talks about, The reason they indicted it is this case is about one careless nurse, not entire nursing profession, because the nursing profession came down hard and opposed this because they don't want to be criminally prosecuted for the mistakes they make. But here's the interesting one. This is just the interesting facts, because you say this is just tragic. Well, our time's running. I want to tell you what the interesting facts of why the prosecutors brought this case, where normally you'd say, no way. But there's some, and I asked myself, wow, that's interesting. But it was a mistake by her. But, boy, does she go around a lot of protocols to get to damage this matriarch, which they said was the most forgiving woman around. And by the way, the child, the son, or the one of the children stepped up and testified for the nurse in leniency. We'll be back after this.
Well, more Radio Law Talk is coming up here. We hope you stay tuned. There's not much of the show left, but you'll want to catch every second of it. Don't go away.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell of your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to make making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that Green Meadow Whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Neil Lawson.
So we're continuing with this nurse, and why is it that they brought the prosecutors in Tennessee brought this nurse to trial for making a mistake? Well, this is the issue. They're saying that it was such gross negligence criminal negligence, because what she did was there's a lot of warning signs that she should have seen. So the issue was she gave vecuronium, which basically paralyzes, you know, part of the individual. It, the one that she was supposed to give was a liquid, and the vecuronium was a powder. So she couldn't do that, or wasn't able to do or give that type of a drug to this victim, which, by the way, was a you know, loved by many, a 75-year-old woman that basically was given this powerful paralyzer that killed her, was a forgiving person. And her son got up and said, look, we don't want her to serve any prison time. That is the nurse. And everyone's saying, all the nurses were protesting, there's many of them protesting, saying, we don't want to be held criminally liable if we make a mistake. So, you know, nurses are important, which they are. But so that's the argument. How could you have done that? The second thing is she circumvented the safeguards by switching the hospital's computerized medication cabinet into override mode, which allowed her to go in and withdraw this other medication that's not prescribed. A lot of times they do that if there's an emergency. That's why it's so available. You can override them. And it's another nurse testified or mentioned that this is not unusual to override these medicine boxes if there's an emergency and get the medicine out. But, you know, giving her the wrong medicine was fatal to her. And that's, so there's a lot of people protesting, but the judge did the right thing and didn't give her any time and said basically it's going to be a commuted sentence after, I think, 3 years. That it'll be off her record. It'll be expunged if she completes her three-year probation. It is scary, though, to have these nurses criminally liable if they make a mistake. She lost her license, so there's no future damage. That's a lot of times putting a person in jail. Is there going to be future harm? Well, she lost her license. She can't practice as a nurse, so she's, you know, obviously. So that's very controversial, don't you think?
Yeah. That's exactly what I was asking is how could they hold her criminally liable when she was negligent? You know, I just didn't understand it. But
you can't be held criminally negligent.
Especially for gross negligence. I guess I understand
that.
When
there's a death, especially.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. Talk about COVID-19 protocols, how they violate, you know, the right to a public trial. The Ninth Circuit weighs in on this, and this is kind of the first of many that are going to be probably popping up.
Oh,
yeah, go ahead, Denise.
You can chat about it. We have, this is a California case. This was a criminal case. And what happened was that in the trial court, this was right in the mix of COVID. And the judge said, look, I'm going to have everybody testify telephonically by telephone, which is auditory only. I'm not going to allow there to be any video because in California, it's a felony for you to record a trial, and video would be too easy to record. And his thought was good. You know, we're going to protect everybody.
Without permission, exactly.
And with, it doesn't matter about permission. You can't record the court proceedings. Nobody can record it unless it's a court reporter or somebody authorized
to do so. Right, but what I'm saying is, can you record it if it's on, like Johnny Depp's on the news, can you record the thing that's going on?
That's a civil case.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, and so since it was a criminal case, the Ninth Circuit, Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco vacated the guilty verdict for gun possession by a convicted felon because that telephonic trial violated his Sixth Amendment right to a public trial. Remember, this is criminal. This is why it's a little different. And so anyway, that judge, although he had great intentions and there was a really overriding concern about COVID keeping people out, the Ninth Circuit said, hey, you could have videotaped it and streamed it in a whole other room and people could have been, you know, sat in another room or another locations to watch it. There's enough protections in place that could have been done. And in fact, what happens now is that they do YouTube trials.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So they do YouTube trials, and they say you cannot. There's a management. You may not record this, anything. And at the end of the day, at 5 o'clock, that YouTube video is going to be destroyed. So
right.
Then the court is in control of that process.
Right.
And that's what's been happening now.
Weird. This COVID protocols, just there's all kinds of weird things that occurred. And I can talk about one of our cases with the COVID protocol where it was bizarre, but I don't want to get into that. Tennessee Supreme Court is ruling in favor of Governor Bill Lee's school voucher program. Long story short, this is a quick, you know, take that we're going to mention to you. In only a few counties in Tennessee, which includes Nashville area, Shelby County and Metro Nashville districts, they're allowed to take their money, a family, and take the money for their child to go to school that gets paid to school and go to a private school and apply it there. The governor's argument is this is going to create competition and this is going to make it so everyone has the right to get higher or better education because supposedly private schools are supposedly the argument is better than a public school. So it went to the Supreme Court, and he wins. So.
And that was Tennessee's Supreme Court. I'll bet this gets appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. What do you think?
Yeah, it probably will. And it's the parental rights. There's a lot now that's kind of, you had the Me Too movement. You have all these different movements. There's a parental rights movement that's starting to take hold in the country that, letting the parents decide, what's best for their children, not the schools, right? And so this is a big win for the parent rights advocates that are saying, and by the way, the parents' rights thing is not necessarily Republican, Democrat. It's kind of all over the board. It's, letting the parents decide more about what the children hear or don't hear, right?
And school choice.
Right.
Yeah,
and proponents say making schools better because they have a little competition now. They're not a monopoly. And so it may make them be better at the great work that they usually do.
All right. So the one we've been waiting for, Cal, is we're waiting for the judge who rules this beer label. I'm going to tell you, it's called Flying Dog Brewery, and they've been in court multiple times. And for First Amendment violations, they believe that the North Carolina regulators reject a beer that the label had a silhouette. If you can go look it up, it's called Flying Dog Brewery, a silhouette of a naked man standing by a fire, and
putting out the fire.
Yeah, putting out the
fire. In a manly way, yes.
Yeah, and they basically said that this is, not proper, and basically they have the right to consider whether or not labeling is proper or improper. They're saying, and the beer company says, no, it's the First Amendment, and the courts upheld, the U.S. District Court upheld the rule in favor of the brewery, saying that's, you're violating their free speech. And the thing is the commission basically just says it's a label in quote bad taste. Well, you got to narrow it more than that. You can't just in general say it's bad taste, because as the attorneys for this brewery said, look, that's the First Amendment's the last defense against authorities and arbitrary government, and it must be protected against all and any threats. So now in 2015, they also sued a federal appeals court. They won over a Raging Bee beer, they called it. And the state of Michigan said the label is detrimental to health, safety, and welfare of the general public, and courts said the same thing. Nope. You can't do that, because this is First Amendment takeaway.
Wow.
So very interesting. Your craft beer or your beer, you can have pictures of some interesting things. Go look it up. It's actually pretty cool.
All right. Now, this is time for us in the program where we have your final and quick takes on the topics that have been discussed today. Denise, are you ready with your quick take, or do you want to start?
Okay. I will start. I would say thank goodness that in Virginia, they don't make you have trials by telephone, because we would miss out on the Heard Depp trial that is timeless.
Hmm.
Awesome. My quick take, Cal?
Yeah, please.
Happy the Elephant wins his lawsuit. He's not going to be happy anymore, because he's going to be released, sent out into the jungle. No more pampering in the zoo. No more medications. No more baths. No more feeding you. You're going to fend for yourself. Watch out for the lions and the diseases and the poachers. We'll be back next week. Thanks for joining us.
Best of luck, Chunky. See you guys later.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.